That was a big deal when it was physical nexus, but now that it's economic nexus, you run into the same thing. And I don't know each state's rules as it relates to trailing nexus, but we know each state has a rule or a policy or an idea on how long nexus remains in place, even if you've dropped beneath those thresholds. So we get conversations, questions, what should I do? And then you have to look state by state to determine what are their nexus rules to establish nexus. And then what are their rules as it relates to trailing nexus and when you might be able to deregister or be free of that responsibility at a later date.
Hello, you are listening to the Saltcast by Peisner Johnson, the sales tax people. And for the last 30 plus years, we have been providing sales tax solutions and peace of mind to everyone we talk to. On today's episode of the Saltcast, we are talking about what exactly is trailing nexus. Trailing nexus refers to the requirement imposed by certain states that businesses must maintain their sales tax permit and continue to comply with sales and use tax laws, even after they no longer meet the nexus criteria. While each state has its own specific regulations, the underlying principle remains the same. Nexus obligations can persist beyond the initial nexus establishing activities. Today, me and Jason discuss just this, and you won't want to miss it.
Yeah, a lot of times it's based on a seasonal approach to tax responsibilities. So, you know, think of a contractor that might do large contracts in lots of different states. And when they go into a state, they may do a contract that might be worth $500,000 or $1 million contract. And in the process of doing that contract, there's taxable activity associated with it. Or that state is their economic nexus is looking at gross sales, maybe not taxable sales or marketplace sales. It could be exempted from determining whether you have nexus. But anyway, so let's just say it's a state. Well, let me just take a big step back, because if you're going into a state and doing a contract, you have physical nexus. So regardless of the size of the job or the contract, you've established nexus in that state by going into that state, but you might only do one contract in that state. And then you don't know if you're going to do any more contracts. So you might establish nexus. You might have taxable activities that you need to collect tax on, or taxable items that you need to pay tax on, or use tax you need to pay on, items that you brought into the state that are incorporated into that state. Many scenarios result in the fact that you have nexus and you need to collect and remit tax. And then you determine, well, we may not be going back into that state, or we may drop under the threshold. So that's one way, physical nexus. I'm seasonal. I do one job there, but that job takes me 6 months. So I'm in the state for 6 months. I have nexus, need to collect tax, but I may not do another job there ever. So can I just deregister for sales tax purposes? Well, possibly, but there is such a thing as trailing nexus, which essentially just follows the activity. And the state may say, well, your nexus is going to stay in place for another year. So trailing nexus means that if you sell any goods into that state at a later date, then you might be responsible for collecting and remitting tax because nexus follows you. So the other scenario could be, what does a company do if they've crossed the threshold for economic nexus? That prompts them to get registered and collect tax. And then what if their sales drop in that state and they're below the threshold for the next 2 years? Can they deregister? Does the state have rules or guidelines indicating whether they can deregister or not? Once they've had nexus or established nexus, do they continue to have nexus? Or is there a trailing nexus that says, okay, we know that you don't meet the guideline in this year, but you have activities in the state. So are you deemed to have nexus for a certain period of time, even if in a following period you don't cross the threshold? And so it's a real question for companies Obviously, people aren't going to be in the business of registering, deregistering, but maybe sales are down. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe the cost of compliance is difficult. So are they able to deregister, or does the state deem that if you pass the nexus threshold in a given period, that you maintain that nexus for the next 2 years, 3 years? Does that nexus stay in place, and do you have that responsibility even if you fall under those thresholds? Used to be a physical presence issue, right? So you go into a state, you do an activity, you sell some items, you provide some services, but then you don't go back to that state. How long does the state require you to be registered for nexus purposes when you no longer have nexus in that state? So that was a big deal when it was physical nexus, but now that it's economic nexus, you run into the same thing. And I don't know each state's rules as it relates to trailing nexus, but we know each state has a rule or a policy or an idea on how long nexus remains in place, even if you've dropped beneath those thresholds. So we get conversations or questions, what should I do? And then you have to look state by state to determine what are their nexus rules to establish nexus.
Right.
And then what are their rules as it relates to trailing nexus and when you might be able to deregister or be free of that responsibility at a later date.
That's kind of wild, because where would you even read about that? Is there like a disclaimer when you're getting registered that says, hey, once you get registered, here's the requirements? You know, even if you're not doing business, here's the requirements. Like, is that available to whoever registered?
It would be a different statute. There will be statutes indicating. So, but one of the interesting thing about the passing of this legislation in the last 5 years, every state having an economic nexus legislation, you know, is that nexus requirement based on the last 12 calendar months? Is it based on a rolling 12 months? Is it based on my gross sales? Is it based on my taxable sales? Am I allowed to exclude marketplace facilitator sales? All of that legislation that's come on board is just to identify what is the event or the passing of the threshold that allows me as a state to require you to register and collect and remit tax. So that's number one. The trailing nexus statutes or regulations have been in effect prior to economic nexus legislation. So you really are looking at what does it mean to be doing business in the state. Once you're doing business in the state, you know, most people are an ongoing business. And once they're doing business in the state or they've established nexus, you just have an ongoing requirement to comply with the law as a registered taxpayer. But there are events that come up that say, well, maybe I shouldn't be registered any longer, right? And that could be physical presence in the state that might be for a contract that lasted 6 months, or it would be related, and then I don't do any business in that state for a period of time. So there'll be some sort of regulation, and it could be in this new legislation, or it could just be part of old legislation that says once you've registered with the state, you remain registered for a period of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, even if activities within the state no longer meet the standard for establishing nexus. So it can be a little tricky from state to state, because you've got to identify what is this state's rule as it relates to that.
That just has me thinking about, you know, economic nexus thresholds. So what if you did meet the thresholds, but then for the next 3 years, you're below the threshold? Like, can you deregister at that point? Or does the state say, no, we want you to stay registered because you're doing some sales, but you may not be getting close to the thresholds, but you are doing some sales and we want you to remain registered? Can they like reject your kind of deregistration?
That's the question, right? And yes, they could reject it if they have legislation that says once you've established nexus, you have nexus.
Gotcha.
Right? And there's an argument from the taxpayer to say, well, yeah, I did have Nexus, but now I don't have Nexus. So how do we meet on this? What's the legislation say about trailing Nexus and my responsibility to remain registered? And do I need to comply with that? Or can I simply just deregister? And if I do just deregister, aside from the rules that that state may have, does the state have recourse to come back and audit me on transactions that occurred in the period where their legislation deemed that I had a requirement to remain? Maybe I'm not required to remain registered, but because I had Nexus and they have legislation related to trailing Nexus, maybe I was still required to keep collecting tax on my transactions for a certain period of time until my deregistration could actually be in effect. So yeah, you could go deregister and the state really can't say, sorry, won't do that, can't do that, but it could elicit an audit. It could create a situation where the state says, yes, we'll allow you to deregister, but we need to ensure that you've complied with all of our tax laws before we'll approve that deregistration of your sales tax permit. And again, this is state by state. This is the complexity of sales tax is you're dealing with the sales tax law of that taxing jurisdiction. Yeah. And so I think the subject itself is an important one to recognize in the world we're in today, because people come in and out or above and under those thresholds, and they have decisions to make based on the cost of compliance. Because the cost of non-compliance is, as we always say, is far greater than the cost of compliance, especially if the state had some rule that says you had to continue in your agent responsibility as a collector of the tax in our state, even though your sales in this period did not cross the threshold. But because they crossed the threshold in a prior period, you had that responsibility ongoing for whatever period of time. Now, no state is going to say that if you're consistently not hitting that threshold that you need to be registered for 10 years or that you need to be collecting tax for 10 years when you're consistently coming under the threshold. But they certainly have legislation that indicates that you remain responsible for collecting 12 months beyond a deregistration or 12 months beyond the point where you no longer meet the guidelines for Nexus or the thresholds for Nexus. Yeah. Economic Nexus just brings in a more complex situation, because physical Nexus is pretty simple. Right. I did a job in your state. I haven't had any more jobs in your state for 2 years. We're going to deregister. Most of the time, a state's not like, no, stay registered because you might do a job later. No, if we end up getting another project, another job, another reason to be in your state, selling goods or providing services, then we'll register at a later date. But that's the whole idea behind trailing Nexus.
Yeah, that was my next question, is like, can you re-register? And obviously you can. And the state will be like, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, states sense. Usually, I mean, even voluntary registrations, the states aren't going to push back. There are occasions where what you sell is not taxable, or you have no sales, where the state would just say it costs the state more for you to register and comply for the state. Like, it costs us money, so we're just not going to approve the registration, right? We're not going to give you a sales tax permit. But most of the time, if you have sales going into that state and they're taxable, a state is happy for you to register, even if you're below threshold and you do it voluntarily. It's rare that you want to take on that type of situation. You really see that in the realm of the SSTP, the Streamlined Sales Tax Project. When states adopt and enter that program, and I want to say there's 23 or 24 states, roughly half the states are part of the SST. In that case, you register in one SSTP state, you have to register in all SSTP states. Oh. And you have to comply in all of those states. And so if you're part of that or you register through that program, you are stuck with a compliance responsibility, because if you retain nexus or responsibility in any of those states, and they have a very specific rule, and I can't remember what it is now, but it used to be that you had to remain registered and comply for 36 months. So mm-hmm. talk about trailing nexus. If you had nexus in one SSTP state and you wanted to register through the SSTP, it didn't always make sense. It would make more sense if you were in 6 states or 10 states or whatever the case may be, but there are some benefits to registering through the project. Then you're stuck in those 24 states for 36 months. You have nexus in all states, or you have to register voluntarily in all states and comply with their filing requirements for those 36 yeah. months.
So even if you're doing no business, like if there's legislation for trailing nexus, you have to file $0 returns during each, you know, period you're required to throughout that time period.
Yeah, that's the real crux of the issue, right? If I no longer have nexus, the state's requiring me to continue to collect tax on taxable sales, but maybe I don't have any more sales into that state, or I don't have any more projects. So I'm having to file zero returns on a periodic basis. Now, what's great is the state may come back and say, listen, your sales are so low, you've had zero sales for however long, so we're going to move you to a quarterly filing frequency, or sometimes it might be an annual filing frequency. So we're going to reduce your burden by requiring you to file less often that zero return that you need to file. But a state really cannot, you know, indefinitely require you to continue filing zero returns or collecting tax when you don't have nexus in their state. So it's just all about how long do I have to continue to comply with the state requirements based on yeah. my registration when I no longer have the nexus activities that originally established nexus, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I know we're coming up to where we usually want to stop our discussions, but I have one last question. What about when you close your business? Does trailing nexus still play a part in that?
Yeah, I think that's different. Typically, when you close your business, if you're deregistering because you've gone out of business, the state recognizes that there's no more activity. They're not going to get any more revenue from the situation. So typically, upon closure of a business, they're looking to make sure that you complied. And oftentimes, they're also looking through if you've registered with the Secretary of State to do business in that state. It's different than a sales tax registration. And economic nexus in a state doesn't automatically mean that you need to register with the Secretary of State to do business in that state. There's different rules in relation to that registration. But typically, when you're a closed business and you're going to close your accounts, they want to just do a quick look and make sure and give you kind of the approval that, you know, you have a clean slate, all's good. We can close down this business. And no, you typically would not have a trailing nexus responsibility to comply with the law in those types of situations.
Well, awesome. Jason, I am really glad we decided to go down the trail of trailing nexus today. thanks so much for being on with me this morning. And I think this was really good information, because, I mean, it's really confusing. Like, even I didn't even know much about trailing nexus, despite all of my years filing sales tax returns and doing a lot of registrations. I had no idea about it.
Yeah, indeed. I think this is kind of creeping up on people now as they're making different decisions because of the nature of their situation across the U.S. and whether sales are dropping or moving. It's always a moving game, so to speak. And so what are my requirements once that happens? So anyway, it was great to chat with you on this White Hat Thursday. Good stuff.
Yes. And just to cap this all off, this is something that we do at Pizer Johnson. Like if you are looking to just register and you want some guidance as to how to get that done, you know, we're ready to chat. So find the link to sign up and let's chat. All right. Well, Jason, we hope to see you on another one.
Indeed. Thanks.